Thank you, Sarah. Our final batch of stories now include more delays to the A47 roadworks, gridlock on city roads, and a former MP is confused by an abandonment notice received at Norwich train station.
Get up earlier. That is a suggestion being proposed to commuters as major roadworks contribute to rush hour gridlock in the city centre. Drivers have reported maddening congestion at peak times in recent weeks, with Riverside Road and Prince of Wales Road in particular coming to a standstill and traffic backing up onto Mousehold Heath. One problem spot causing the gridlock is the £4.4 million worth of controversial changes to the Heartsease roundabout, which started on September the 11th and is due to finish in April 2024. The closures and traffic lights at Heartsease appear to be funnelling more vehicles down Gurney Road, while roadworks at the bottom of Prince of Wales Road have taken up part of one lane. Despite coming under fire from both local businesses and opposition politicians, the council has defended the length of time it will take to complete the Heartsease works. There will be a pause on work for Christmas between December the 23rd and January the 3rd, adding more time on before it is finished.
A group of petrol heads have reunited in Norfolk 3 decades on from their last meet-up, still driving the same motoring pride and joy that they have meticulously cared for ever since. The Series 3 Lotus Esprit, built by the sports car firm's factory in Hethel between 1982 to 1988, is a rear-wheel drive collector's item with its distinctive wedge shape. The first edition of the Esprit received global attention when it was featured in a James Bond film, starring as the fictional submarine car in Roger Moore's The Spy Who Loved Me in 1977 to earn the model a high-profile reputation. Only 3,041 of the Series 3 were produced, and 4 of them brought together for a stylish get-together for the first time since 1993 at Hethel. The group received a tour around classic team Lotus, showing the manufacturer's years in Formula One as well as its many track cars before going back to the factory itself.
3 major safety schemes on the A47 have been thrown into doubt after lawyers acting for environmentalists forced yet another delay on the works. The activists, who have already caused the cost of the works to rise by tens of millions of pounds, have been granted permission to take their case to the Court of Appeal. Their legal action, which has previously been thrown out by the High Court, has been brought by Dr. Andrew Boswell, who argues the environmental impact of the schemes at Blowfield, Easton and Thickthorn has not been fully considered. He is funding the case through crowdfunding, but the government's case and the rising costs connected to the delays is being met by the taxpayer.
Commuters could be facing delays in the city centre before the end of the year after plans for roadworks around Anglia Square were revealed. The works will take place as part of the plans to reform the former shopping precinct, its multi-storey car park and the former Hollywood cinema into 1,100 homes built across 12 blocks along with up to 86,111 square feet of business space. As part of plans, developers Western Homes have agreed to carry out a number of off-site road improvement works before work on the site begins with the demolition of the car park. Western Homes has now outlined its plans for the roadworks, and with hopes demolition work can begin by the end of the year, drivers in the city could see road closures on Magdalen Street before the start of 2024. Phase 1 of off-site works will see contractors install access roads into 3 of the blocks, along with loading bays and lay-bys in Edward Street and New Botoff Street, while the crossing at the junction between the two will also be relocated during this period. A car club bay will also be installed during the first phase, while improvement works to the New Botoff Street crossing will also take place. Phase 2 of the off-site works will see a new parallel crossing installed in Magdalen Street, with bus stop and lay-by improvements in the street also taking place, along with related roadworks. Works on bus passenger facilities such as bus stops and waiting areas will also take place during this time, along with the installation of a new lay-by in Magdalen Street. Phase 2 will also see work to connect Cherry Lane to the new crossing take place, as well as work to refresh frontage in Magdalen Street. A decision by Norwich City Council on these plans is expected by November the 29th, although Norfolk County Council makes the final decision on highway work.
A former MP was left bemused after finding a warning notice alongside the solitary wheel of his stolen bicycle at Norwich Rail Station. Sir Norman Lamb had left his bike in the parking racks alongside the station before getting a train down to London. However, he discovered only the lock and back wheel of his bike after it had been nicked. To add insult to injury, Mr. Lamb, 66, also found a warning leaflet from Greater Anglia saying what was left of his bike was abandoned, unused, and causing an obstruction.
Plans to install a 5G mast in the tower of a 500-year-old Norwich city centre church have been withdrawn after a number of objections and a petition against the plans. The Church's Conservation Trust, which looks after St Augustine's Church in the city's NR3 area, was due to be paid £5,000 a year for 20 years towards the upkeep of the 15th century church in return for the installation of the mast. But now, 5G installation company Net Coverage Solutions has pulled its application after receiving a number of objections claiming the plans would desecrate the 17th century brick tower, which is the only one of its kind in the fine city, and one of only a few in Britain. One objector said, "It would be an absolute travesty to desecrate this Grade 1 listed building, recorded in the National Heritage List for England, for the sake of technology. This would potentially cause unknown harm to the very sacred fabric of this medieval and wonderful building." The withdrawal came after a number of extensions to the decision deadline were granted by Norwich City Council as the installation company tried to get specialist reports together in response to planning queries about the site's suitability. When withdrawing the application, bosses at Net Coverage Solutions said they would be interested in resubmitting the plans once the reports were complete.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label, and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day, so if there is no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were Bridget Cook and Robin Quine in part one. Sarah Lusher was the editor, and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. So from me, Carolyn Sayer, goodbye.
And from me, Matthew Tucker, goodbye.